morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is Monday. Let's see. It is Monday, January 10th, 2022. 2022, yes. So much easier to say than 2021, if you ask me, but whatever. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Thank you for being patient with me today. I know this is late. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch Prompt Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Live the life of your dreams. Be brave enough to live the life of your dreams according to your vision and purpose instead of expectations and opinions of others," by Roy T. Bennett. So let me just give you a quick little story time if you guys are like in the mood for such things. I moved to New Orleans about 4 years ago, and I moved into this great little apartment, tiny, 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 but like, who cares, right? It was awesome. And it's a part of one house, right? So it's almost like the just like back few rooms were blocked off and made into its own apartment. So it's a house. And then I had neighbors who lived in the front and I lived in the back. Well, there's a great shed in the back, and it's like really big, and it had like a washer and dryer, and it was great for storage and blah, blah, blah. So I had a few things stored there, like a few boxes and some pillows and stuff like that. But the shed was really like overtaken by like tools and paint cans. I mean, things you would expect in a shed, but then also like totes and suitcases and things like that. So I always assumed it was the neighbors who lived in the front, that it was their stuff, you know? So they were moving out, and I was like, oh, they'll probably take all that stuff with them, like the totes and the suitcases and like blah, blah, blah. So when they moved out and I moved into their place, I realized they never took the stuff. And then that's when it dawned on me, I don't think any of that stuff was theirs. So my friend moved into my old apartment in the back. So it's just me and her in this house and with ownership, quote unquote, of the shed. So we decided the other day to clean it out, you know. Of course, like, it's not our property, so we didn't throw away anything that was like not ours, but like empty things, empty cans, empty boxes, like my crap, stuff like that. And we cleaned it up, reorganized it. And it's wonderful. But then the next day, I feel like trash. So I guess a little bit of a heads up, if you're going to be like touching and handling like suitcases and totes from like people who probably came a decade before you in a home, maybe wear a mask, because if I sound stuffy or congested and gross, it's because I breathed in like dusty ass dust. So, story time slash lesson. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking one of my favorite teas in all the world, Seance. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but like, I actually named this tea after the character from the Umbrella Academy, because I loved it. And anyways, and it's the first tea we ever did, the Decadent Chocolate. So this is a black tea. So it's caffeinated, my favorite. It has cacao nibs, chicory, dark chocolate chips, and blue corn flowers. So the Aztecs believed that cocoa would bestow upon mortals wisdom. And I've always kind of loved that. Like, I love chocolate. I personally have always considered chocolate like one of the foods of the gods, which my own personal list, I have like 5 items I think are like the food of the gods. And chocolate is one of them. So when I heard that really fun fact about the Aztecs, I was like, that's pretty cool. So yeah, Seance is awesome if you love chocolate, if you're like me, because it has like that richness of the cocoa and the nibs, and then you have the chicory, and then you have, oh, and then there's chocolate. There's actual chocolate chips in it. It's just fun. It's really indulgent, really decadent. So today we're actually going to talk about black tea, one of my absolute favorites. And why is it a favorite? Because I grew up in the South and we drink almost exclusively black tea. I actually didn't really understand what herbal tea was until I was much older, because that just didn't exist in our realm, you know? So I love black tea. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. And so this actually comes to us from dermascope.com. Not what you would expect from a witchy podcast, but, you know, let's go. This article is called Black Magic's The Wonder of Black Tea, and this was written by Annabelle de la Vega. So black tea is a very common tea that comes from the plant, the tea plant. We've talked about it. You don't need to hear my crap Latin. The tea's oxidization level is what gives it its color and flavor. During the process stage, it is fermented and oxidized. And the compounds found in black tea are teraflavins and other things that have really good health benefits. So we all love black tea. So black tea is said to help with heart dysfunction as well as abnormal function of blood vessels, which leads to stroke. Drinking black tea has a positive effect on the digestive system as well. It is an anti-inflammatory and can help cure digestive disorders, and it also fights stomach cancer. As an antibacterial, black tea reduces the risk of infections. Black tea can help with stress relief because it lowers the production of stress hormone, and the amino acids found in this tea can promote relaxation. The intake of black tea speeds up the recovery of acute stress, which can cause a risk of illness. Black tea is also great to help with bone density because it has different flavonoids and lowers the probability of arthritis. Black tea is rich in vitamins and helps with ovarian, breast, stomach, and colorectal cancer. Black tea is great for tired, puffy eyes, and it reduces and helps to remove tiredness. Cold compresses in the refrigerator help make black tea refreshing, especially if done at night before going to sleep every day. I am really into, and here's the thing. Okay, let me preface before I even say this, because I feel really privileged by even saying what I'm about to say. I know I can make this myself. Like, I know I can. But the thing is I won't. You know what I mean? I know I could, but I know I'm not going to. I really love the Lush coffee face scrub. And it's one of those things where you can use it as a mask, but you can also just use it as a scrub. And I really, really love it in the mornings. Lush is so pricey. And like, again, I know I can make this myself, and I've done it. I have taken used coffee grounds into the shower with me to use as a scrub. So, but I just love it. I just really enjoy it. It's a small splurge and it lasts a long time. So that's how I justify it to myself. All right, witches, we are moving into headlines. I think I've read this before, but it's saying the date's January 6th. So we'll see what happens. So this comes to us from SmithsonianMag.com. Scotland considers pardon for thousands of accused witches. Advocates are calling on leaders to exonerate the thousands of women and men targeted in witch hunts during the 16th through 18th centuries. And this was written by Nora McGreevy. I really think I've read this before, but it's saying it's new. So, oh, I think it's just an update. So officials have moved one step closer to pardoning nearly 4,000 people accused of witchcraft in Scotland during the 16th and 18th centuries. On International Women's Day in 2020, a group of witches of Scotland launched a campaign asking the Scottish Parliament to pardon and memorialize the accused. Organizers submitted a petition bearing the signatures of more than 3,400 supporters to the Scottish government last year. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, leader of the Scottish National Party, voiced support for the bill in late December 2021, signaling that the country's government may agree to issue a formal apology in coming months. So, update on that. All right, witches. So I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, January 10th. The waxing gibbous moon moves from the quick tinder of Aries to the unfurling fields of Taurus by late afternoon today. The moon makes several contacts in this space, but its prevailing contact is its square to Pluto. With the moon square Pluto in Capricorn, we are feeling pressure about what our next steps need to be in order for us to become our best selves. Pluto is asking us to lay bare our emotions, but that is not an easy task, and it makes us feel quite vulnerable to do so. Keep in mind that facing these things is the next step in your personal evolution. If you wish to become more than what you are, you must discard that which you are not. Your daily moon mantra is, no pain, no gain. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Today's episode is brought to you by the journal Evolution of a Witch, 150 Journal Prompts for Witches by Tanya Brown. So Evolution of a Witch is a prompt journal made for witches by witches. These questions can be ones you answer quickly or reflect on later, or you can ponder them intensely with friends. Do you believe in good versus evil? What three items could be used to summon you? Who has been the most impactful person in your practice? These questions are meant to not only help you think about life from a new perspective, but your magic as well. Whether you want to write your responses and then move on, or use this journal as a jumping off point for future conversations, debates, classes, or even books, it's a judgment-free space for you to share your thoughts and ideas. A full-color journal with 150 prompts, you can take your time, integrate it into weekly journaling sessions, or use it as conversation starters with other magical people in your life. Find it now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. All right, this question comes to us from listener Danny. Danny writes, I recently purchased a bath bomb that contained a rose quartz crystal. In doing research, it is said to help with your heart chakra, so I was keeping it in my bra. We've all done it. About a week in, it fell out randomly and shattered. Should I be concerned about this while I find one that resonates? Wait, should I be concerned about this while I find one that resonates with me to replace it? I didn't even know rose quartz could shatter like that. I'm going to check its hardness level. As for those of you who don't know, all crystals have a hardness level. Let's see. Rose quartz. Hardness. It's a 7. With a score of 7 on the hardness scale, it is a fairly hard stone. Due to its alluring colors and hardness, it is used as both a gemstone and ornament stone. So, wow. It's a pretty hard stone. I'm really surprised it broke when it fell. You know what? I'm going to chalk this up to a weird incident. And what I think you should do is, I don't think it means anything. I think, you know, stuff happens. And it's also something you got in a bath bomb. So, like, of course, you know, quality is questionable. I don't know where you got it. And I don't want to, you know, assume anything about any whatever. But if it was, like, mass-produced, maybe it wasn't a genuine rose quartz. If it was handmade, it probably was genuine. I don't know. But I wouldn't think too much about it. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Clearly, you resonate with it enough that you put it in your bra and seem to be pretty, like, unhappy with the fact it broke. So I think that tells you you like it. Get a new one. Definitely. You know what I wonder? Are you crafty? Are you a crafty person? Maybe you can sew in. I mean, I don't know. Like, also, bras are so individual to people. I'll wear the same bra for like 3 days in a row. I'm wondering if you can like sew in a fun little pocket, like into your bra so that you can kind of make it a little bit more safer. Or if you're willing to maybe put it in your pocket, women's clothing, I'm assuming if you have a bra, women's clothing are leaning towards pockets now. What? We're allowed to hold things. What? So if you have a lot of pockets, maybe keep it in your pocket. If you're crafty, maybe sew in a little pocket into your bra. But also, I don't think to really worry about it. I'm really shocked it fell out and broke. So I would genuinely say toss that up to a fluke and get a new one and let us know how it goes. Let us know if that one also falls and breaks, because now I'm like really personally invested in why it would break. You know what I mean? Just because I'm like, it's a pretty hard stone, but let us know. And if anyone has, I'm not a crystal-y person. I have a general knowledge of crystals just from my jobs as an editor. So I read a lot about them, but I don't have a lot of personal experience with them. So if you are someone out there who is a crystal person and you have experience with crystals and you know a little bit more about this, please write in. Let us know. Because I'm really just surprised it would break. But yeah. All right, moving on. So we have been doing a kind of fun thing starting this new year where we have been taking some of the journal prompts from the book Evolution of a Witch, 150 Journal Prompts for Witches. These prompts are meant to be used for journaling, meditation, classes, books, discussions like we're going to do. And we are going to use them as discussion points because I think it's kind of fun. And then also, if you go through all 150 with me, you don't have to buy the book. What? And I am allowed to do this because it's my book. Okay. And so again, some of these questions are a little more serious. Some are just fun. You know, we don't have to think too much about it. So we are on prompt 5. What spirit or deity is calling to you right now? If there isn't one, take this opportunity to write down what you're looking for in a spiritual familiar. I'm going to tell you, of course, my personal thing, because we're using this as a jumping off point. And I think that's really fun, right? I think a lot of people tend to really want to find spirits to work with. I think it's a really fun way to kind of put your intention down on paper to communicate it not only to yourself, but others out there. Me personally, I am feeling a little spiritually closed off because I did recently have a death in the family, and I don't know. It's just like, oh, I didn't know I was going to cry. I'm so sorry. It's just not, I'm just closed down about with that. So that's not something I'm doing right now, but oh my God, I did not. I am so sorry. I did not expect that. Okay. But if you are someone who is interested in maybe finding a spiritual familiar, which again could be a god or goddess, a deity, a ancestral, a family member, a friend who's passed, anything like that, a really great way. And I'm a big fan of really making lists and writing things down. And the reason for that is because sometimes we know we want something, but we don't know to what extent or what we really mean when we think we want something. So I think writing it down, making a list, going, I'm looking for this. I'm looking for these qualities to help me with this. This is what I also plan to help them with. And really putting that down on paper not only communicates it to yourself, but the universe in a really cool way. So yeah, if that's something you haven't done, maybe today's the right day. I'm so sorry. I did not know I was going to cry. And I apologize. So we're going to do a card pull today. The card today is the Chameleon from the Cosmic Creatures deck. Now, you know how like when we were all young, there were people who were like animal people, like the kids who were like really into animals. I was never that kid. I like animals, really similar to how I like kids. Like, I really, really love kids, and I really, really love animals in a way of I advocate for them. I really care about safety, health, and things like that, but I'm not, like, someone who is like obsessed with them. You know what I mean? Like I care about them in a really human advocation psychological way. But this deck is for people who were like that animal kid, like the kid who loved animals. Like this is that deck, the Cosmic Creatures deck, and it's really gorgeous. It looks like it was created by Grace Dong. So it look, you can find it on Amazon. We'll have a link in the podcast. But Chameleon is all about versatility, incognito, and camouflage. The chameleon can camouflage itself, choosing to stand out loud and proud or fade into the background. Highly sensitive to the environment, with its help, you may be able to pick up the energy of whatever room you're in. Following your instincts, you can discern when to show off your talents and when to hide them. Sometimes it's best to go incognito until you're fully ready to reveal your work in progress. You're constantly moving, and there is never a still moment for you. The chameleon can guide you through wild shifts as you confidently step into the spotlight one moment and feel insecure and withdrawn in the next. The chameleon asks that you embrace these parts of yourself and expect each moment for what it is, a fleeting passage of time. The chameleon is awakening your intuition, the part of you that moves with knowing. Soak up information through your senses and let your analytical mind rest. That's very nice. I actually really love that. All right. So we are wrapping up this episode of The Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Rob Jacobson. Rob, you scintillating, graceful butterfly. I also want to give a shout out to listener Sonia. Sonia, you insidious, esoteric land mermaid. Thank you two so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. So that's all I've got for you. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.